Welcome to the critique. This submission looks at that really persistent legend about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the supposed 20-year deal for fame, his physique, and then this dramatic collection in 2025.
It's a potent piece of modern folklore, definitely. And what jumps out right away is how the story itself seems almost engineered to feel true. It uses these kinds of shadowy origins and weirdly specific timelines.
Exactly. The material submitted gets into the story, but I think we can push the analysis further, really dissect how the legend constructs its own validity rather than just outlining the claims it makes.
So really focusing on the architecture of allegation and provenance in folklore. How does a story like this build its own case, essentially? Make itself sound credible without, you know, actual proof?
Precisely. The material you sent presents the narrative well, but its strength as a critique could be enhanced by really deconstructing those internal strategies the legend uses to assert its own truthfulness.
Right now, it describes what the legend says about the 20-year bargain, okay? But it doesn't fully unpack how the legend creates that credibility, you know, through those vague claims of where the story came from, the provenance, and these very definitive timelines that lack any verifiable source inside the story itself.
Yeah, things like whispers spread or rumor has it, they're mentioned as part of the legend, but the critique could analyze their function much more deeply. How do those phrases actually work to make the story stick?
Okay, so the suggestion here is to sharpen that analysis. Look critically at the legend's internal structure, how it uses those murky sources alongside pinpoint timelines to build this sense of reality.
Yes, that moves us beyond just retelling the legend into analyzing its actual construction as, well, as celebrity folklore.
Okay, so for concrete examples, we could pinpoint how the legend sets up the narrative. It goes from a struggling wrestler in the late 90s to this career that just exploded.
That contrast is key. It's not just biography, it's a narrative setup. It almost primes you, doesn't it, to look for something other than just hard work or luck to explain such a huge shift. It creates a space for a supernatural explanation.
Yeah, it sets the stage perfectly for the deal idea. And then think about analyzing that phrase, whispers spread. This wasn't luck, it was a deal. How does that function?
Well, it creates an origin that's everywhere and nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. Instantly pervasive, but completely untraceable. It plants the contract idea like it's just common knowledge, not an accusation from anyone specific. It's a very clever narrative move.
Very clever. And then the timelines, those specific numbers.
Right. Let's deconstruct how the legend uses 20 years of glory, or in 2025, everything changed. On the 20th year, these specifics make the vague contract feel tangible, like it's unfolding on schedule.
Even though there's no source within the legend for those dates.
The precision itself acts as a kind of proof, suggesting this preordained outcome. It gives it weight.
It really does. It reminds me of something from our notebook sources, the Klaus Richter story, the idea that erasure becomes the evidence. Ah, right. The lack of a concrete origin for the timeline details, ironically, makes the myth stronger. Its roots seem to be everywhere because they're nowhere specific. That fits perfectly.
It's a great parallel for how these things operate internally.
Okay, moving to the next point. Let's talk about the physical transformation as narrative proof. The submission definitely highlights the physical changes. They're central. But exploring the body's symbolic role as the ultimate evidence could add significant analytical depth.
I agree. It uses the contrast effectively. The superhuman body versus the later drained, thinner look in 2025. That illustrates the legend's climax. But we could push further into how the celebrity body itself becomes the main exhibit, the evolving artifact in the story.
So it's not just describing the change, but analyzing how that visual transformation functions as the primary proof of the supernatural bargain. Otherwise, we're just repeating the legend's own logic rather than dissecting it.
Exactly. The suggestion is to elevate the critique by focusing on the body, not just descriptively, but as the core narrative device, the symbolic evidence. How does the legend leverage appearance to prove itself, and how do fans interpret those changes through that specific contract lens?
Okay, so we could examine how his rise in the late 90s built this aura of invincibility directly tied to his physical peak.
That cultivated the belief in the superhuman body as a symbol of the deal. His physique wasn't just impressive. In the legend's context, it was the proof, the visible sign of the bargain.
It became The Rock's body, embodying that supposed power, which makes the 2025 appearance so potent.
Right. When he looked drained, thinner, stripped of his legendary mass, that visual shift is immediately seized upon. Fans who were shocked see it as concrete evidence. The contract is up.
The physical change stops being just, you know, aging or stress and becomes the direct consequence, the payment. Public reaction turns observation into confirmation of the myth. It completes the loop.
It really shows how deeply tied that physical image was to his whole persona. And consider that line, on the 20th year, you get back everything you were given. That's powerful.
Very. It frames any physical decline not as natural, but explicitly as the supernatural transaction, the cost. It provides the key to interpret the visual evidence, making it seem irrefutable within the legend's logic.
It's fascinating. And again, drawing from our notebook sources, this echoes other patterns, like the real Wendy legend.
Ah, yes, the asylum file story, where the fact the child never ages is treated as central proof for its own narrative of arrested time.
Exactly. In both cases, the body is the key artifact. The visual is the narrative. Analyzing the body as that central evolving piece of evidence really gets to the heart of the legend's power.
Okay, good. So our final critique area, the ambiguity of the bargain and its cost. The legend definitely gets a lot of mileage from the ominous 2025 collection, but the material could dig deeper into the ambiguities around the initial deal and what the cost actually entails.
Yeah, the legend states 20 years of glory, strength, and muscle were given, and then you get back everything you were given. On the surface, that sounds pretty defined, complete almost.
But the specifics beyond that, who exactly brokered this deal? What precisely was the cost beyond the obvious physical aspect? Those remain very vague. The material notes this vagueness is part of the legend, but doesn't fully analyze how that ambiguity works. Does it strengthen the legend? Does it maybe leave some holes?
Right. So the suggestion is to analyze how the legend uses strategic ambiguity around the deal and the payment. Does this vagueness boost the mystery and make it more adaptable? Or does it create logical gaps, a more, let's say, methodical approach might question?
Okay, so let's look at a phrase like, they say he was given a price. What could price mean beyond just the physical stuff?
Could it be something less tangible? His essence? His future happiness? That openness fuels speculation, doesn't it? It lets people project their own interpretations onto it, making it more resonant. The ambiguity is actually functional.
It makes it feel deeper than just a swap of muscle for fame. And related to that, probing the phrase, everything you were given, does that literally mean just the physical reversal?
Or could it be more symbolic, like the loss of that aura of invincibility, the public image, the perception of The Rock, rather than just pounds of muscle? That feels like a richer way to interpret the collection.
A more profound cost, yeah. It suggests a kind of spiritual or psychological toll, not just the body changing.
And then there's the lack of a clear devil figure. No defined counterparty. No explicit contract terms besides the 20 years. How does that play out?
Well, it makes the legend incredibly flexible. It can adapt to new events, new photos, career shifts. It stays relevant. But it also means you can never really pin down the rules.
Which is both a strength and maybe a weakness. It allows it to persist because it's hard to definitively disprove something so slippery.
It's interesting to contrast that with, say, other stories from The Notebook, like the Monopoly legend.
Right, where the game trains you before it pays you. That implies a much clearer system, almost a set of rules for the exchange.
Whereas this Rock legend thrives on its implied, elusive terms. That very elusiveness might be why it's so enduring. It resists being fully solved or debunked.
Exactly. Analyzing that strategic ambiguity is really crucial to understanding why this story has such a hold.
Okay, so wrapping up, this critique explored how this Dwayne Johnson legend builds its narrative through the architecture of its claims, using the body as symbolic proof, and leveraging the ambiguity of the bargain itself.
To strengthen the analysis further, the suggestions are critically examine that internal provenance. How do phrases like whisper spread actually function? Deepen the symbolic reading of the physical changes. Treat the body as the primary narrative device. And dissect the impact of those ambiguous contract details. Explore the multiple meanings of price and collection.
These seem like really solid actionable points. By analyzing the legend as a crafted narrative, not just reporting its contents, the piece can gain a lot more depth and insight into how these modern myths actually work.
Definitely. We absolutely invite you to refine the material with these points in mind and send it back for another look.
And we leave you with the question the legend itself seems to ask. Is this just age, the pressures of fame, or is it a legend that truly needs a devil?